各位投资界的朋友们，大家下午好。谨代表华能国际电力股份有限公司，欢迎各位出席公司2020年第一季度业绩发布电话会。Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of Huaneng Power International Incorporated, I would like to welcome you all to the conference call regarding the first quarterly results announcement of 2020. 在发布会开始前，请允许我介绍出席该次会议的公司管理层。Now, may I introduce the management of the company today? 公司总经理赵平先生。The president of the company, Mr. 赵平。赵总您好。
主持人好，大家好。
公司副总经理吴森荣先生。The vice president of the company, Mr. 吴森荣。吴总您好。
你好，大家好。
公司副总经理李建明先生。The vice president of the company, Mr. 李建明。林总你好。
主持人好，大家好。
公司总会计师黄立新先生。 The chief accountant of the company, Mr. 黄立新。黄总您好。
你好，大家好。
公司副总经理及董事会秘书黄朝全先生。 The vice president and board secretary to the company, Mr. 黄朝全。黄总您好。
你好，大家好。
出席该次会议的还有公司相关业务部室的负责人。 People in charge of the related departments are also joining us in this meeting. 公司总会计师黄立新先生会先为我们回顾2020年第一季度业绩表现，接下来是问答时间。现在有请黄总介绍公司业绩表现，由公司李超然先生做英文交替传译。 First of all,The chief accountant of the company, Mr. 黄立新, will review the business performance for the first quarterly results of 2020, followed by the Q&A section. May we have the honor to invite Mr. Huang to review the business performance, and Mr. 李超然 will conduct the English interpretation.
女士们、先生们，大家好，欢迎各位参加华能国际一季度业绩推介电话会议。
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to attend the first quarter result conference call of Huaneng Power International.
公司刚刚公布了今年第一季度的经营业绩。按照中国会计准则计算，2020年第一季度，公司实现合并营业收入 403.51 亿元人民币，同比下降 11.61%。归属于本公司股东的净利润20.6亿元人民币，同比下降22.42%，每股收益为0.11元。净利润同比下降的主要原因是受疫情等因素影响，售电量同比下降，并且燃料价格的下降不足以抵消电量下降的影响。
The company has announced its operating revenue for the first quarter this year.Under Chinese accounting standard, the company achieved consolidated operating revenue of 40.351 billion RMB, decreasing by 11.61% year-on-year. Net profit attributable to the equity holder of the company amounted to 2.06 billion RMB, decreasing by 22.42% year-on-year. The company earning per share was 0.11 RMB. The decrease of company's net profit was mainly due to the decrease of power sales year on year, which was a result of the factors mainly including coronavirus pandemic. Combining the gain from declined fuel prices could not fully offset the negative impact from decrease of power sales.
展望全年，公司将继续以提高发展质量和效益为中心，积极发展清洁能源。力争全年投产新能源项目420万千瓦左右，进一步提高清洁能源占比。
For outlook of 2020, the company will continue to focus on improving the quality and efficiency of development, actively develop clean energy, aim to put into generation for new capacity of 4.2 gigawatt in new renewable energy project.
主动参与市场竞争，克服当前受疫情影响、全社会需求下降的不利因素， 全力做好增电量、稳电价工作，努力完成全年发电量4100亿千瓦时的目标。
Proactively participate in market competition, overcome drawbacks from society power demand decline under coronavirus 19 pandemic, strive for increasing electricity output and stabilizing on-grid tariff, make efforts to achieve the whole year target of power generation amounted to 410 billion kilowatt hour.
抓住今年煤炭价格下降的机会，积极优化燃料采购策略和定价机制，严格控制燃料成本，争取全年燃煤机组单位燃料成本同比下降3.5%左右。
The company will seize opportunities from coal price decline this year, actively optimize fuel procurement strategy and the pricing mechanism, strictly control fuel costs, endeavor to decrease the unit fuel cost of coal-fired units.by 3.5% year on year.
紧跟资金市场变化，充分利用较为宽松的市场条件，创新融资手段，拓展融资渠道，降低资金使用成本，不断提升公司核心竞争力和盈利能力，为股东创造长期稳定增长的回报。
The company will follow the trend of capital market.Take advantage of easing environment, create new financing method, expand the financing channel, and improve efficiency of capital cost. The company will strive to continuously enhance the company's core competitiveness and profitability, create long-term, stable, and increasing returns for our shareholders.
下面的时间，我和我的同事愿意回答各位的提问，谢谢大家。
Next, my colleague and I are willing to answer questions.Thank you.
各位参会者，大家好，下面是问答环节。如需提问，请您在电话机上按星号键加数字一，排队等候，谢谢。大家好，管理层好，第一位有请中信里昂的 Johnny 提问。你好，有请。
哎，你好，管理层听到吗？
可以听得到，请提问。
哎，你好，我有三个问题，很简单。第一个问题呢，大家也看到上个星期呢，我们秦皇岛的煤价呢，已经跌破了500块了。你觉得呢？这个价在这个水平呢，还会有下降的空间吗？还有呢，如果煤跌这么多，你觉得地方政府呢，会不会有一些呢，会考虑？启动他们那个下浮电价那个百分之十那个动作呢？然后第二个问题呢，我们公布的一季度的全个季度的发电的改变嘛，有没有可以提供我们分别提供一月、二月、三月每个月的按年的变化呢？还有有没有看到我们在这个月呢，我们那个发电按年有没有好转呢？谢谢。
Hello, the management. I got three questions. The first question is about coal price. The coal price already declined down to 500 RMB per ton. So is there still downside trend for the coal price? And my second question is about if there's still room for the coal price drop, what is the fluctuation of coal price?My third question is about the company just announced its utilization hours and power generation. So could you please talk about those figures for the first quarter from January to March respectively and the year-on-year change? Thank you.
我来回答一下这位先生的第一个问题，关于那个煤价。二季度呢，我们感觉在这个需求方面呢，受这个新冠肺炎疫情对国际经济的影响，虽然国内疫情已经得到了基本控制，并且有新基建的拉动，但国际疫情蔓延，外贸需求受到影响，宏观经济下行压力较大。
Let me answer the first question in terms of coal price. For the second quarter of 2020, the demand of coal is reduced just due to coronavirus 19 pandemic. Even if the pandemic situation has been solid control in China, but the coronavirus pandemic is still serious internationally. So there's still downside trend for the trade internationally.
用电量增幅呢将会延续低增长态势，新能源装机继续快速增长，清洁能源发电比例增加，对火电呢发电市场呢先产生一定影响，对电煤的需求呢形成抑制。
So the growth rate of from the demand side, the growth rate will still staying lower demand because of the renewable energy increase and the power generation of clean energy increase, which will have downside pressure on the thermal power generation. So that's why the demand of coal, demand of thermal coal.Will decrease in the near future.
供给方面呢，国家相关部委已经核准开工核增的大型煤矿继续投产，供应将保持稳中有增。
From the supply side, the government authority have already appraised and approval some of the major coal mine for the work resumption. The supply will be easing and sufficient.
另外呢，煤矿的环保安全生产水平有较大提高，各类安全检查对煤矿正常生产的影响逐年弱化，煤炭供应呢，总体处于一个相对充足的状态。
What's more, the environmental inspection and the safety production inspection has a little impact on the coal mine production, and those impacts are less than less influenceable. So that's why the overall coal supply is sufficient.
国家统计局数字显示，一季度全国煤炭产量8.3亿吨。同比仅减少了0.5亿吨，而且呢，三月份的煤炭产量达到了3.4亿吨，同比是增加9.6%。
For the coal consumption, for the first quarter of 2020, the coal consumption is only 830 million tons, decreased by 50 million.town. And from the beginning of March, the coal supply was 340 million ton, increasing by 9.6% year on year.
从这些数据呢可以看出，虽然疫情对煤炭的供需两方面都有影响，但是从煤炭生产的情况看呢，产能基本恢复，但是需求的恢复速度不及预期。
According to the statistic, from both the supply and demand side, the production, the work resumption for the production of coal has already recovered. The capacity recovered to before the coronavirus, but the demand side is not is easing.
所以总体看呢，二季度的煤炭市场将以宽松为主，电煤的价格重心将会进一步下移。
For the second quarter of the coal market, the supply will be easing, and the coal price will decrease furthermore.
从四月份的这个。情况到 北方港口这个市场价格看呢，从四月初的530元每吨下降到了现在大概是480元每吨，这也跟刚才这位先生所提到的数据是一致的，也说明现在的这个电煤价格重心是在下移。
From the beginning of April, the coal price of Northern Port has declined from 530 RMB per ton to 480 yuan per ton. So the trend is just like this gentleman said.
三四季度呢，后续这个市场中呢，虽然仍然有不确定的因素存在，但是我通过刚才上面这个分析呢，大概率的我们感觉这个市场呢还是会维持一个宽松的局面。
From the third quarter and fourth quarter of 2020, there are still some uncertainties for the market. So above the analysis, we still think that the supply is still sufficient and easing.
我来回答二和三两个问题。第二个问题就关于电价的趋势问题，我分两部分回答你。第一个就是你提到那个10%浮动的最高线上浮10%和浮动的最低线下浮10%，这个因为是天花板和地板，这个是就是市场交易的天花板和地板，并不一定意味着我们必须按10%去做。各地在执行中呢，就是新进入的这个新进入的中小用户进入市场以后，与发电企业进行合同约定的时候，最高可以涨10%，最低可以降10%，但是具体水平是多少，要根据市场情况以及用户的用电特性，各方面权衡以后，根据市场均价来决策。目前来看呢，我们总体认为新进入的这一部分是中小用户为主，以它的电量相对于以前已经进入的大用户来说，电量小，谈判能力总体是弱的，并且呢，在这些中小用户里边，它的大部分来说就是成本，电费占成本的比例也远远低于以前的大用户，特别是高耗能企业，所以在它对电价的预期呢，应该是没有大用户那么强，所以总体我们认为新进入的这些用户按照浮动机制与发电企业签订中长期合同的时候，电价应该是收窄的，这是第一个。现在不存在10%的下降的预期，这是第一个问题。
For the first question, in terms of the ongoing tariff, so right now we basically implement two-side tariff, which is based on the benchmark tariff plus fluctuation. The fluctuation range from -10% to +10%. So this is the range, is from the bottom to the top is 20%. When we execute the tariff, this is mainly for the small size and medium size users. When our company signed a contract with those company, the contract and the fluctuation range will based on the market and also the power characteristics. For this kind of user, the power consumption for them is pretty low, and they are less sensitive to the power cost.
就是第二部分呢，就是我解释一下，就是关于这个二月份国家发改委先后下发了关于疫情防控期间采取支持性两不制电价政策降低企业用电成本的通知，还有一个是关于阶段性降低企业用电成本支持企业复工复产的通知，这两份的政策文件。
From February, the NDRC announced the two notices about the tariff cut for smaller enterprise to have a tariff cut.
这两份文件要求除高耗能行业用户以外，现执行一般工商业及其他电价大工业用户的电力用户，从2月1号到6月30号电费降低5%，同时减免实行两不制价格的电力用户的容量和需量电费。
Except for the for the strong power consumption users, so right now, the average commercial and industrial tariff from January 1st to June 13th, there will be a tariff cut by 5%. At the same time, the two-phase tariff will be deducted.
文件下发以后，国家电网、南方电网和内蒙古电网高度重视，及时出台了落实措施，并承诺不向发电企业等上游企业传导，不向代收的政府性基金分摊。
After the notice, State Grid of China, Southern Grid of China, and Inner Mongolia Grid emphasize the policy and take measures to implement the notice, and they guarantee that the tariff cut won't transfer from the grid company to power producer and upstream enterprise.
所以这项国家实行的降价政策对发电企业也是没有影响的。
So that's why I think the tariff cut have no impact for the power producer.
我来说第三个问题。第三个问题，你说要分月的，以及看这个，电量和电价的趋势。我先报一个，目前截止4月21号，公司的本月的发电量是收窄，同比负增长6.33%，比3月份一季度末17.09%已经大幅收窄。
Let me answer the last question in terms of the tariff and the power generation. For the guidance, I have figures until April 21st. The power generation has been decreased by 6.33% year on year. The decline rate has been narrowed comparing to 17.09%.From March.
具体的每一个月的量和价下来我专门做个表发给你。
好的，谢谢你关医生。
In terms of the tariff and the power generation by month, I will make it up a document and send it to you. Thank you.
感谢您的提问。下一位有请华泰证券王伟佳提问。好，您可以提问了。
管理层您好，我有两个问题。第一个问题就是想问一下，现在电力企业和煤炭这边的一个长协目前是一个什么样的状态，能不能请公司作为这个电力的龙头企业给我们分享一下，就是行业里面现在对这个事情的态度和主要的一些焦灼点大概是在哪些方面，这是第一个问题。
Hello, the management. I have two questions. The first one is about the long-term contract between the power producer and the coal supplier. So from the beginning to the end, so what's your attitude and what about the negotiation of long-term contract?
我先说一下，就是，公司目前这个长协的一个大概的一个情况吧。截止到4月20日，公司共签订电煤年度合同是5754万吨，同比是下降比较明显，占总需求的比例是31.8%。下降的主要原因呢是下水的长协合同呢现在还在谈判过程中。
The first question in terms of the long-term contract until April 20th, the total coal procurement from contract was 57.54 million tons. there's a sharply decrease. And the long-term agreement accounts for 31.8% of the total demand of the company. So the seaborne coal contract is still under negotiation.
但是从已经签订的长协合同来看呢，主要是录用直达年度的长协合同，应该说取得了一个不错的成果。长协的机种价格下调大概15到30块钱元每吨不等，而且呢，根据月度呢，再根据市场的实际情况呢，另行优惠。从目前的优惠幅度看呢，是大概是20到50元每吨不等。
From the contract our company has already signed, we take advantage of the coal price decline from the inland coal. The coal price dropped by 15 to 30 RMB per ton, and also there are discount monthly discount. The discount was so the coal price can down by 20 to 30 RMB per ton further.
今年最终长协合同的签订量呢，将是这个长协合同的具体谈判情况及这个市场的实际情况呢，会进行一个灵活的调整。
And the final percentage of contract coal signed will based on the negotiation and the market change.
对于长协合同的这个意义呢，或者是刚才这位女士提到的，整个行业应该来说对长协合同呢都是非常重视的。
In terms of the meaning of long-term agreement, the whole industry emphasizes the long-term contract.
尤其是从2016年煤炭市场发生大的变化以来呢，大家对长协合同的这个重视程度呢是日益提高，再加上国家也在大力的这个力推这个中长期合同机制。这样的话，在这种机制的这种引导下，供应紧张的时候呢，长协合同保障供应、稳定价格的作用是非常明显的。从近两年这个长协合同这个起的作用里面，也是能非常明显能看得到的。
Especially back to 2016, the coal price market has big changed. So all the company of power producer, they emphasize the long-term contract day by day.According to the pricing mechanism of long-term agreement, if the supply is tightening, the long-term agreements have to ensure the quantity and stabilize the coal price.
在供应宽松的情况下，也就是目前相对宽松，在这种市场形势下呢，长协合同呢一样可以起到一个比较好的作用。当然了，这里面有个前提条件，就是要有一个好的一个价格机制，这样的话它也是可以起到一个很好的一个控价和稳定市场这种作用。
And under the circumstances that the supply is easing, the long-term contract is still have a very good function in price control, and there should be a very good pricing mechanism to strictly control the fuel cost.
后续煤炭市场，煤炭市场中呢，不确定的因素呢仍然会比较多，所以长协合同呢还是比较关键。
Afterwards, in the future, the long-term, the coal market still has so many uncertainty. So the long-term agreement is so important to our company.
这也是公司一直在加大中长期合同谈判，努力争取好的一个谈判结果，对这块重视的这个意义所在。
That's why the company emphasized the negotiation of long-term agreement and the strive for good consequence from those negotiations. This is why we emphasize the long-term agreement.
我想其他的电力同行呢，应该也有类似的这种体会。
I think other peers, power producer have same experience with us.
哦，谢谢管理层详细的解答。我能不能再追问两个问题？第一个，我是想问一下，就是如您刚才所说的，我的理解没有错的话，就相当于是基准价格本身是下调了15到30块钱，对吧？相比2019年的基准价，同时的话，在每个月实际上就是价格计算过程中，还会有一个额外的20到50块钱的折扣。我的理解没错吧？
是的，您的理解没错。
Yeah, so sorry that I have a further question. From what you said, the benchmark price have down by 15 to 30 RMB per ton comparing to 2019. And in the actual signing process, the coal price will down by 20 to 50 yuan, right? Yes, you're correct.
然后的话我想问一下就是历史上的这个非下水长协是不是也就是5000到6000万吨的这个水平，是不是相当于其实我们就是非下水，比方说铁路直达这些就是客运的这个量已经基本签完了，但是下水煤这块就是现在目前还没有进展。
So the historically, the non-seaborne, long-term contract, for the coal procurement of the company would be 5 million to 16 million ton. So the seaborne coal is still under negotiation, right?
是的。
Yes, you are right.
那我们能问一下就是下水煤的这块签订或者说是谈判的这个状况主要的大家可能这个矛盾的焦点可能是在哪几个方面，能不能请您大概给我们介绍一下？
Could you please talk about the negotiation of seaborne coal during the signing process? And what is the major factor that affect the price?
目前呢，就是双方呢在那个密切的这种接触过程中，应该说大的分歧应该是在日益的减少，但是据合同的一些具体的条款细节方面呢还有一些分歧，具体的可能就是随着这个谈判推进吧，最终会达成一致。
So basically, both the supply side and the demand side have close contact. Basically there are still some disagreement with each side in details, but along with the negotiation, so there will be consensus for both of us.
好的，谢谢管理层。然后我这边就是第二个问题是想问一下，就是因为最近的确这个煤价跌的相对来讲是比较快也比较多的，所以我们这边就是了解到从政策层面中央或者是地方政府层面就是对于这个电价的话就是有没有什么相对比较大的压力就不是说从用户侧的一个供需结构情况来看就是希望能够这个电价有进一步下调或者有可能潜在的政策风险能不能给我们分享一下？
刚才我也就这个事儿也提了两点，一个是浮动机制的下浮10%那个，目前看那个是走的是市场化机制，那个是跟应该说具体新进入的用户怎么浮动，应该是和以前的老用户是有一个平衡，所以那个不存在有按10%去下浮的目标。第二个就是国家实行的5%这个优惠，这个电网公司层面已经承诺不向发电传导，这个风险也没有。目前我们没有接到地方政府对发电企业在电价上有新的降价的要求。
My second question is about the coal price. Because there's the coal price is sharply dropped since the beginning of 2020, and whether there's the new policy to have a tariff cut because of the coal price drop from state government or local government. So is there any downside pressure for the tariff cut of the company? My answer is that there are still some fluctuation by 10% by market policy, but there are still different between the new customers and the new small size and medium size customers. And also there's you just mentioned that there's a tariff cut by 5%, and the state company guarantee that the cut cannot be transferred to independent power producers. So there, basically, there's no impact on our company.
啊，谢谢管理层。关于长协的那个，我能不能再追问一下？就是因为今年长协签订肯定比历史上要更晚一些，所以比方说，我们一季度的这个长协比例大概是多少？然后如果说我们签订时间相对比较晚的话，我们会追溯一季度的这个就是成本嘛？或者比方说像我们二三季度如果下半年才开始签，或者说才最终签订下水煤的这个价格，它会集中体现在下半年呢？还是实际上如果二季度我们有接到通知，我们也就会在半年报的时候进行调整？
So sorry, I got one more question. In terms of the long-term agreement, we all know that the long-term agreement has been signed later because of the coronavirus pandemic. For the first quarter,I want to know, could you please talk about the percentage of long-term agreement? And also, is there any impact from the later assignment? And will the signing have impact on the cost for the seaborne coal price? And whether will be the, and how company will have an accounting provision on those costs?
一季度呢，公司的长协的合同比例是62.92%，同比是增加了2.5个百分点。
For the first quarter of 2020, the percentage of long-term agreement was 62.92%, increasing by 2.5% year on year.
长协合同呢，就是。在没有签订之前呢，有一些长协呢，它是按照去年的机制先那个延续过来，这样的话按月度来那个从保供，从这个供应的角度吧，然后来进行供应，然后价格呢是也有这种延续的基础上再加一个优惠，所以呢就是从煤炭采购销的这个角度呢，它有一部分已经进行了一个结算。后续呢，就是随着正式合同的签订呢，这种价格上这种变化，对前面的这个燃料价格这个影响呢，相对来说是比较小的。
Before the signing, for last year, before signing, from last year, during the signing process.The company will negotiate with a coal supplier, and the policy will come to this year. And also, they have a discussion about the coal procurement. So the pricing mechanism will be used from last year, but there will be a monthly discount according to the market change. After the assignment, after the signing contract, the price changeHave little impact on our business.
然后我再那个说一下，公司一季度长协合同这个兑现率。一季度呢，公司的兑现率，长协合同兑现率是73.4%，兑现率相对来说是要低一些。主要原因呢，是由于这个疫情的影响呢，二月份煤矿复工相对有所延后。资源和运输受限。另外呢，就是下水煤年度合同谈判呢，供需双方呢没有达成一致，总体这两个因素呢导致合同兑现率呢偏低。
For the first quarter of 2020, the honor rate of long-term contract was 73.4%. The honor rate was relatively low comparing to the same period last year. It's mainly due to two factors. The work resumption for coal supplier is really slow, and the traffic was jammed. The second factor is about the negotiation between the supply and the demand side didn't agree with each other.
明白，那相当于一季度的60%多，我们是还要再乘70%的履约率，还是它已经是乘了履约率之后的结果呀？
这个是乘以履约率以后的结果，就总的实际的长协的合同比例啊。
明白，谢谢管理层，我没有问题了。
So while the percentage of long-term contract will multiply by the fulfillment rate. No, you don't have to. The fulfillment rate is just the fulfillment rate.
感谢您的提问，也感谢管理层的解答。大家好，下一位有请花旗银行刘显达提问。你好，有请。
你好，管理层。我有三个问题，都是有关电价的。第一个问题是，我想了解，就是你们说有一些水电站在湖南、海南还有浙江，另外就是火电站在浙江省，那些其实过去一年有一些电价下调。我想知道，就是那些电价下调对我们一季度那个平均电价大概是下降了多少？这个第一个问题。第二个问题是，我想理解，就是咱们一季度那个市场卖电这方面那个电价里边，我们标杆电价大概是低了多少？第三个问题也是电价的，那看公司管理层刚才给的指引，应该我们二季度那个煤价会比一季度低，那这样的话从电价方面考虑，公司管理层觉得咱们二季度那些上网电价应该是跟一季度差不多，还是二季度因为煤价下降我们那个电价也会下降，我们应该怎么样理解那个二季度的电价的走势了？谢谢。
Hello, the management. I got three questions. The first one in terms of the tariff of hydro. So the hydropower plant located in Hunan, Hainan, and Zhejiang province. So there will be, there was a tariff cut for the hydropower. So will this tariff cut impact the company's business on hydropower? My second question is about the power sales at open market. So what is the percentage of market competitive portion, and how much is the market-based tariff and the discount comparing to the benchmark tariff? My third question is about the coal price. So could you please talk about the guidance of tariff for the second quarter? Because I noticed that the tariff was down a little bit comparing to over the same period last year, and also the coal price dropped sharply. So can the tariff, is there a tariff change in line with the coal price change?
关于第一个湖南、海南、浙江等省这个去年水电电价的下降的影响，回来我详细测算再传给你哈。第一个，第二个就是市场电的事儿。市场交易今年一季度市场交易电量是261.35亿，交易比例33%，结算电价是每千千瓦时362.41，这个结算电价相比去年同期同比是降了1/1，电价降幅比标杆价降幅是降了7%，降幅同比扩大7厘，7.67。
For the first question, in terms of the hydropower tariff cut, so after the calculation and the estimate, I will send to you directly. For the second question, in terms of the power sales at open market, the total the total market-based volume was 26.135 billion megawatt-hour. The market-based competitive portion was 33%, and the tariff on the market-based tariff was 362.41 RMB per megawatt hour. The discount was 37 RMB per megawatt hour, comparing to the benchmark tariff, and the discount increased by 7.67 RMB per megawatt hour.
关于第三个就是二季度以及未来这个电价趋势，这个电价公司的综合电价目前看受影响主要是，影响因素应该是这个地区之间的发电量的彼此的涨和跌影响更大，所以未来的电价趋势跟疫情是有很大的综合电价水平跟疫情控制是有很大的这个关系。
For the guidance of a tariff for the second quarter of 2020, the tariff is in line with the power generation growth rate in different regions, and the coronavirus 19 has large impact on the power generation, so that's why it will affect the tariff a lot.
如果华中这个电价相对较高的地区的发电量能够较快的恢复，公司电价会比较快的恢复正常。
If eastern and the middle part of China, the tariff in those places are really high. If their power generation can be covered quickly, so the tariff can bounce back and recover in time.
好，谢谢管理层。我想追加一个问题，就是我看那个市场外电比例一季度是33%，比公司对整年那个预期64%-65%低的比较多。那我想请教就是。二季度公司展望这个市场卖电比例会增加多少？这个比例应该是怎么样估值？谢谢。
I got further question. You just mentioned that the market competitive portion of the company for the first quarter is only 33%, comparing to 60%-65% of the estimation for the whole year. The difference is quite large. So I want to know the guidance.Of market competitive portion for the second quarter, will there be a sharply increase for the portion?
这个一季度这个交易比例低了，这可能也是因为疫情的影响，各地的交易开展迟缓。
The market-based competitive portion is relatively low, mainly due to the coronavirus.
随着这个各地的复工复产逐步开展，我这预测这个交易比例会逐步上升，如果正常的话应该能有10-20个点的上升。
Along with the work resumption after the epidemic situation, our focus the percentage will increase by 10-20% if the virus has been substantially controlled.
好，谢谢管理层。
感谢您的提问，也感谢管理层的解答。下一位有请光大证券于红光提问。你好，有请。
管理层你好，我今天的问题是针对那个市场电的这块儿，因为我看到这个咱们年报业绩会，就是四月初的时候年报业绩会，管理层提到了这个整体市场电的签订是受疫情的影响是比较小的，但实际上我们看到一季度市场电比例同比下降了6%，那想问一下这个是否由于这个实际执行过程中这个计划电和市场电的一个分配节奏的一个原因？谢谢。
Hello, the management. I have one question in terms of the power sales at open market. From the annual report, the company said that there is no impact or little impact on the coronavirus. But however, for the first quarter of 2020, the market competitive portion is down by 6% year on year. So is this the different distribution between the Planet Power and the power sales or the power sales at open market?
从这个历史经验看，一季度的市场电比例在每个季度的分布它也是偏低的，因为这些年在推进电改的过程中，各地也是基本上是年初开始布置工作，逐步加大力度。
Historically, the market competitive portion remained low for the first quarter every year because from the beginning of the year, every company has assignment to enact the task for the direct power sale.
第二个影响就是疫情对这个正常的市场交易秩序是带来一些影响，所以一季度有一些地区的这些交易未开展。
The second factor is about came from coronavirus-19. Because of the epidemic situation, it has a large impact on the order of the marketization power sales. So that's why some of the negotiation and the contract sign has not been implemented yet.
好，谢谢。
Thank you.
好的，管理层，我这边想追加一个问题，就是想问一下去年四季度的一个市场电的折价情况是怎么样的，想比较一下这个今年一季度和去年四季度一个市场电折价的环比变化情况，谢谢。
Hello, the management. I got one more questions about the discount comparing for the last quarter 2019. So I want to compare the discount between the last quarter 2019 and the first quarter 2020.
去年的这个四季度是比国家定价低了每千千瓦时29.75。
The discount was 29.75 RMB per megawatt hour, comparing to the benchmark tariff.
三季度我都报给你吧。三季度是每千千瓦是30.12。
For third quarter, the discount was 30.12 RMB per megawatt hour.
上半年去年是31.33。
For the first half of 2019.The number was 31.33 RMB per megawatt hour.
好的，管理层，感谢管理层，我这边没有其他问题。
感谢您的提问，也感谢管理层的解答。大家好，下一位有请摩根大通徐天伟提问。你好，有请。
谢谢管理层，你好，我是摩根大通的徐天伟，我有两个问题想请教一下。第一个我想请问一下，我看到营运的成本方面，我看到是同比下跌了12%，这个比那个发电量的18%为低，我想请问各位可以拆分一下就是那个成本的变化了。第二个就想请问一下，就是那个营业收入方面，我看到是下跌了12%，就比发电量的18%的下跌是为低，可以麻烦就拆分一下就是那个营业收入，比如说发热的收入还有那个国外的收入那个占比了，谢谢。
Hello, the management. I got two questions. The first question is about the operation cost. I noticed that the operation cost is down by 10%, which is less than the power generation. Could you please talk about the reason for that? And my second question is about the heating supply. The heating supply is also down by 10% for the first quarter of 2020. So could you break down the could you break down the heating supply into different region, domestic and overseas project. Thank you.
先说第一个是这个成本的变化，就是这个跟去年四季度的一个环比，还是是这样子的，就去年四季度的环比来讲呢，营业成本是下降了82亿， 燃料呢，汽油燃料成本是下降了这个35亿。
Let me talk about a quarter-to-quarter change for the cost. In terms of the operational cost, the cost was down by 8.2 billion RMB. For the fuel cost, it was down by 3.5 billion RMB.
这个收入结构里头，今年一度，电力收入占81%，热力收入占13.46%，还有其他的一些这个。租赁啊，巴基斯坦的其他收入之类的占4.9%。
Let me break down the operation revenue into different business sectors. For the power sale, it accounts for 81%. For heating supply, it was account for 13.46%. Other business such as rental and the Pakistan project.It was 4.9%.
具体的数值就是电力收入是329.43亿，热力的收入是54.32亿，其他是19.76亿。
For the power sale, the revenue was 32.943 billion RMB. For heating supply, the revenue was 5.432 billion RMB. For other business, it was 1.676 billion RMB.
现在管理层，我可以追加一个小问题吗？关于那个营运的成本的话，如果同比来看，就是跟去年一季度相比的话，是怎么样一个趋势的？就是如果看不同的成本的构成的话，谢谢。
I got one more question in terms of the operational cost. Could you please talk about the year-on-year change of operation cost and the figures of last year? Thank you.
今年一季度的营业成本是就是，主要说我们境内的这块啊，今年这块的营业成本是290.48亿，同比是下降了42.62亿，其中燃料成本是200.72亿，同比下降43.27亿。
In terms of the operational cost for last year, domestically, the cost was 29.048 billion RMB, decreased by 4.262 billion RMB. For the cost of for the fuel cost, the figure was 27.2 billion RMB, decreased by 4.327 billion RMB.
好，谢谢方宇成。
感谢您的提问，感谢管理层的解答。下一位有请海通研究所的吴杰提问。你好，有请。
各位管理层。喂，能听到吗？
可以听到，请讲。
哎，各位朋友，我想问一下那个关于减值的一些问题，因为我们也刚刚出了这个一个比较长的一个公告，所以我有几个小的问题，就是首先第一那个关于那个华能石洞口的第一电厂这个我看它的那个发电设施还有7亿的资产，然后呢我们这里说有1.9亿无减值风险，那剩下的那5亿是不是未来可能还要提减值？这第一个。第二个问题呢就是。那个云南的滇东那个公司，因为按照公司未来的预测利用小时数来看的话，可能还会亏损。那么，这个资产是不是还存在着提减值的可能性？如果提的话，未来会是怎么样一种考虑？第三一个呢，就是这个海港公司，从目前来看，好像依然还是不能营业。那未来是否还会有减值的这种可能性？主要就是三个问题。
Hello, the management. I have three questions in terms of the asset impairment. I noticed that the Huaneng Shidongkou project, it already has a sign of impairment for 700 million RMB. So right now there's the risk for the asset impairment amounted to 195 million RMB. So could you please talk about the other asset around 500 million RMB. Is there any sign of impairment, asset impairment for that part? And my second question is about Yunnan Diandong coal mine project. In terms of the utilization rates, I think that project is still will be a loss maker in the end of the year. Could you please talk about the accounting provision for the possibility of asset impairment for this company? My third question is about Haigang project. It seems that the Haigang project is still not it still can be put into operation currently. So is there any impact on the business and any sign of asset impairment?
这个是这样的，减值啊，是按照这个准则，是用未来收益的那个现值折算出它这个价值，可回收价值跟这个账面值比较去有差异的，就是未来收不回来的啊，就提了减值数。所以呢，就是如果说包括石龙河一厂，包括这个滇东永旺电厂，包括这个福建海港公司，如果它将来的这个运营的这个结果跟这次的预计情况，比较符合或者好于这个状态的话，而且将来没有出现其他的一些政策性的或者是例外的一些事项，对它的后续的经营产生实质性影响的话，应该不会有进一步的减值。
For first quarter, in terms of the asset impairment, I think the based on the accounting principle, we should deduct, we should get sign of asset impairment from the future profit. From the project of Diandong and the Fujian, I think right now, if their operation, if their performance is better than the forecast, and there is no accident or big market change, I think there, the possibility of asset impairment for those project is pretty low.
管理层好，那个感谢。我还想追加两个问题。第一个就是，刚刚说到了那个煤炭的一季度的价格，但就是燃料成本，但是，能不能管理层直接说一下我们这个一季度的煤炭的结算价格比去年同期，低多少钱？然后具体是多少钱？然后第二个问题就是关于这个，电价的这个问题，我还想再确认一下，就是，因为随着未来这个市场电的比例，刚刚也说可能会有10到20个点的这个提升，那么管理层预计，因为理论上来讲，那个时候我们的这个，用电的量会有所改善，所以说电价的降幅是不是可能会比一季度有所收窄？然后希望管理层能不能给一个指引，就是，如果未来增加10到20个点的市场电量，那么，市场化的这个电价，就是或者说全年的一个电价，相比于一季度，管理层是个什么样子的展望？谢谢。
Can I ask two more questions? The first one is about still about the coal price. The management just introduced the figures of unit fuel cost. Could you please talk about the standard coal price of the company for the first quarter of 2020? My second question is about tariff. I noticed that along with the reform, the market competitive portion will be increased by 10% to 20% year-on-year. If the power generation will recover in the future, will there be a tariff hike or the discount will be narrowed in the near future?
公司一季度原煤采购价是487.96元每吨，同比是下降5.3%。则标煤价是730.51元每吨，同比是下降5%。
For the first quarter of 2020, the raw coal price of the company was 487.96 RMB per ton, decreasing by 5.3% year-on-year. The standard coal price of the company was 713.151 RMB per ton, decreased by 5% year-on-year.
关于电价这个预测，刚我也都提到了，这个可能跟疫情影响关系很大。 目前看全国发电量趋势是西北东北相对较好，但是华东华中总体电量相对较差，所以影响到，但恰恰公司在华东华中这个分布高电价区的电量应该说是影响较大。如果未来疫情得到有效控制，复工复产能得到较好顺利的话，我认为这个电价降幅会收窄。
The second question in terms of the forecast of tariff, I just mentioned that the coronavirus 19 pandemic situation has have a very big influence on our business. And the power generation in the area of northern part and eastern middle part of China have a little impact. And the power plant located in middle and the middle east have a strong impact by the coronavirus. Unfortunately, most of the company power plant located in that area. If the work along with the work resumption of whole China, so the tariff cut and the tariff discount will be narrowed.
我再更正一下刚刚我的说法，我是想说就是我们的市场电的这个降幅，因为今年的一季度是降了三分七嘛，然后说去年同期是三分啊，然后呢一季度呢，因为我们都知道这个电量不太好啊，所以是不是这个供需的格局导致降的比较多？那未来如果说供需好转之后，那么我们这个电价的这个折扣率是不是会有所收窄？
I got one.
没问题了，谢谢。
I got one more question about the power sales at open market. I noticed that the discount was 37 RMB per megawatt hour for the first quarter of 2020, comparing to only 30 RMB per megawatt hour comparing to the same period last year. So if the demand and the supply side of the power getting better, so will there be a recover for the tariff and will there be a discount narrowed afterwards?
对，你的理解应该是这样，就是市场电这个降幅，目前看就受疫情影响，实际上是有一些地区，特别是在降幅比较大的像西北啊这些地区，可能市场电比例稍大，未来随着华东华中这些市场电比例降幅小的地区的电量上来以后，总体降幅会收窄。
In terms of the power sales, for the area like western north area, the percentage of power sale is relatively high. If the power percentage of in the area of eastern and the middle side of China, if the percentage recovered in this area, I think there's a possibility that along with the power generation go up, the tariff and the discount will be recovered.
好的，感谢管理层，我们没有问题了。
感谢您的提问，也感谢管理层的详尽解答。下一位有请华创证券的黄秀杰提问。你好，有请。
哎，领导你好，我这有几个小问题想咨询一下领导。一个是我们公司制定的2020年的发电量目标是4100亿千瓦时，我们制定这个目标的时候预计的今年的全国用电量这个增速是个什么水平，然后明年的话用电量大概是个什么水平，就是在明年这种在这个疫情之后，我们的电价允许上浮之后，就是允许上浮10%这种时候，会不会判断明年会电价有个上浮的这种趋势啊，这是第一个。然后接下来有几个就是数据性的小问题，一个是分板块的利润情况， 另一个就是我们煤机燃机的度电燃料成本，以及那个不含税的那个煤机的入炉标煤单价啊，谢谢领导。
Hello, the management. I got a few questions. The first one is about power generation. According to the introduction, the guidance of power generation for the whole company in the year of 2020 will be 410 billion megawatt. So after the work resumption and recover from the coronavirus pandemic, so could you please talk about the guidance of tariff? Since the power generation will recover, there's a policy that the tariff can be up by 10%. Is there a possibility for the tariff hike for the company? And my second question is about the tariff. So can the management break down the profit into different energy sectors? And could you please talk about the unit fuel cost of the company for the year of for the first quarter of 2020 in both gas-fired unit and coal-fired unit respectively, and those years on your change. Thank you.
我来回答第一个问题。年初做预算的时候是基于中电联公布的对全国发电量的预测是4%-5%。
We set our target at the beginning of this year according to the forecast of CEC. The power consumption of whole society will increase by 4%-5%.
目前我们认为受疫情影响，可能全年电量会有两个点比年初的下调。
Under the circumstances of coronavirus 19 epidemic outbreak, I think there will be 2% down, decreased by 2% for our forecast.
关于那个电价上浮问题，那个10%，由于按照规则，那个10%是一个市场化的行为，最高可以涨10%，最低可以降10%，具体是涨是降，要根据市场供需情况。
In terms of the tariff hike, you just mentioned that the tariff will be hiked by 10%, but it is the market action, and the range is from -10% to +10%. Whether the tariff increase or decrease based on the supply and the demand side of the power consumption.
目前来看，今年，要想涨价是不是很难的
？As far as I concern, there's just a little possibility for the tariff increase.
公司一度境内的这个分电业类型的净利润是这样子的：燃煤是16.36亿元。燃机是2.46亿元，风电是6.99亿元，剩下的光伏是0.58亿元，剩下的就是其他的。
Let me break down the net profit into different energy structure. For the coal unit, coal-fired unit, the net profit was 1.636.billion RMB. For the gas-fired unit, the profit was 1.2 billion RMB. For solar, it was 699 million RMB. For solar, it was 58 million RMB.
关于那个燃料成本，就综合的火电的入那个除税的就是标煤单价，耗用标煤单价是一季度是715.18元每千千瓦时，其中煤机的就是煤电的是667.88元每千千瓦时。
For the unit fuel for the comprehensive unit fuel cost of the company after tax, the figure was 715.18.RMB per ton. For the coal unit, the unit fuel cost was 677.88 RMB per ton.
那个煤机的单燃是199.99元每兆瓦时，燃机的单燃是346.08元每兆瓦时。
For the coal yielded, the unit fuel cost was 199 RMB per megawatt hour. The unit fuel cost for the gas fire was 346.08 RMB per megawatt hour.
好，谢谢领导。
感谢您的提问。下一位有请中银国际证券的 Tony 费提问。你好，有请。
管理层你们好，中银国际的费云君，我这边有两个问题。第一个是关于绿证的，因为年初的话财政部四号文里有提到明年1月1号开始就会实行配额之下的绿证交易，那么其中有提到会研究我们煤电的优先发电权跟进口煤的配额可能会跟绿证的挂钩，那我们有没有去跟部委去沟通这个政策会怎么实行，然后我们现在评估的话这个政策对我们火电板块的一个净的影响到底是正的还是负的，这是第一个问题。第二个问题是关于我们今年420万千瓦的那个可再生能源的装机的目标，那么现在受疫情影响我们了解就是说有一些有进口部件的比如风机的话可能会有一些供应链上的一些瓶颈，那我们现在评估这个对我们今年装机目标完成的影响会有多大，我们跟风机跟总包商沟通下来的情况是怎样的，谢谢领导。
Hello, the management. I got two questions. The first one is about green certificate. From January 1st, 2021, there will be the green certificate can be traded between the company, and the green certificate can have an impact on the thermal coal and the imported coal quotification. So does the company contact with the government authorities to discuss about the green certificate? And what is the impact of green certificate for our company? My second question is about the new capacity growth plan in green power. The target will be 4.2 gigawatt for the year of 2020. And due to the coronavirus epidemic situation, and also the equipment, imported equipment has been delayed. Will there be an impact on the supply chain management of the wind equipment? And could you please talk about the impact from the capacity plan change? Thank you.
关于绿证和那个销纳责任权重这个政策下来以后啊，因为这个政策是一个全国性的原则性的政策，各地要根据当地的情况要制定具体的实施细则。目前我们在跟踪，目前各地还都在具体制定政策过程中，我们各二级公司也都在跟进。
In terms of the green certificate, so the policy is nationwide, and the local government will enact details according to the local situation. So right now, our subsidiary company follow the policy and contact with them to enact the details of green certificate.
现在各地制定政策。有说是按地区分，有的是按集团分，各种说法都有。
There are some rumors about the enactment of the policy. Some said it can be made by the by region, and some it can be enacted by the company.
我们对整个华能做了测算，我们总体的销纳责任权重。不论是风电、光伏的这个可再生能源，以及非水可再生能源的销纳责任权重，我们均可以覆盖火电。
According to the 华能 power estimation, the consumption of green certificate, from solar plus wind power and even non-hydro renewable energy can cover that of thermal power of the company.
最后就是要看各地的这个交易的办法具体怎么实施。
And also we will follow the notice and the manual of the local government and to see how this policy can be implemented in the future.
好，我就回答这么多。
感谢管理层的解答。
喂。
谢谢各位，也感谢各位管理层的解答。Thank you so much for all of the questions and participation today. 最后，请黄总为我们今天的电话会议做个简单的总结。Finally, Mr. Huang would like to give us a summary.
感谢各位参加华能国际的推介会，也感谢各位一直以来给予公司的大力支持和持续关注。那么今天的电话会议呢，到此结束。那么包括刚才会议的两个问题，以及如果大家还有进一步的问题欢迎大家会后与公司的投资者关系处联系。再次感谢大家。
Thanks for participating today's conference call. Thank you for your continuously support and attention for the company. This is the end of the conference call. Please contact our IR department if you have any further questions. Thank you. Have a nice day.
感谢各位的出席，我们今天的会议到此结束，祝大家工作愉快，各位可以挂线，再见。